HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. HTS specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home or business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. 3, 2, 1. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast. My name is Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Check out all of our podcasts. Today, I'm joined by Cody the Intern.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning.
The man who may save us. No, I'm just kidding. Good to have you this morning, Cody. So you are the new intern for the Social Podcast, or, well, I guess for the Social Podcast Network, not necessarily for the Rehoboth Social Podcast, but, yeah, I guess we've been around long enough, and people are starting to hopefully take us seriously, and we are blessed enough to...
What's more serious than an intern?
It's serious. It just got real. Now we just got to make sure we keep the intern happy. Oh, that's Carlos's flashlight. We got to make sure we don't lose that.
I was wondering. It looks really cool.
So I just thought it'd be fun to learn about what's up with Cody. So you're at Dell Tech.
Yep. This is my last thing I have to do, actually. I completed all my courses for an associate's in communications. And
so
this is it.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to go to another school.
What school?
We're looking, me and my girlfriend are moving up to Wilmington.
Okay.
After the summer, we're going to go up there, probably go to UD.
Nice. So after this coming summer, so we have you for a little while.
Yeah. I wanted to work the whole summer. Hopefully, knock on wood, but no more shutdowns.
Right.
Because last summer, I work at a restaurant, so that's our season. You know what I mean?
How's that going?
It's been going really good since we've been on break all of January. Mm-hmm. I work at Mishi's Relaxed Dining in Rehoboth.
I love
quick Mishi's. Shout out. I love that place too.
Yeah, that guy's great. I've tried to get him on.
I'll have to talk to him about that. But
well, I ran into him once, and I think he was just like a little blindsided.
Yeah,
and then I ran into him again.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, this guy's not going away. but I know it's shit. There's a lot going on. Listen, yeah. I'm sure he's got a pile of other things to worry about other than a podcast with me. But
yeah, so, but we, you know, obviously a lot of restaurants around here took a pretty big hit this summer. But we've been on break for January and we're coming back in February. And that'll be a lot of fun. We still managed to do like a really good turnout. I mean, we're really lucky.
So are you guys closed? Closed down till
we're closed down right now till February.
Okay, so is that just kind of like after the holidays, just kind of take a break?
We usually take a break like around a month, right after Christmas and stuff. We did New Year's, and then we do we don't do Christmas Day because they don't it's nice. It's a small family owned business. We don't want to everyone
in
there.
Greedy.
Yeah, well, it's just like I always thought that too because it's like I used to work in service and retail and at like a grocery store, and we'd be there on Thanksgiving or on New Year's or Christmas, and there'd be nobody there, and it's like, why are we all here?
Right,
like nobody's, I mean, they got the five people who forgot a turkey at 4:30 on Thanksgiving. But
I think it's weird if we've watched, I've never lived in a town where Black Friday is such a big deal. And so I've been here since 94 and just kind of watching it. You know, there used to be the hint of Black Friday. And then it was like, all right, well, we'll be at the outlets at midnight.
Uh-huh.
And then it started getting later and later. And then there was like almost, it just kind of turned into one whole day.
Uh-huh.
And then Corona hit and then backslapped everybody back to reality.
It's funny, too, because, when I lived here before, I lived here when I was in middle school, and that's when I remember the Rehoboth area being pretty busy on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, it's like all Cyber Monday. It's all online stuff. It's all, quick deals you can get online.
Well, I don't think they did. They definitely didn't do if they did Black Friday, it was definitely a different version of it. It wasn't like the midnight. I think everybody kind of took a step back. I know like the grocery stores that would have been open were closed this year. Everything kind of closed for Christmas, which I thought was, it was nice.
It felt smart.
Like it was a step back to kind of maybe the way it was.
Yeah.
A little bit. I don't know. But I do want to, Mitchie's, just give them a shout out. That's a great restaurant. Yeah. And that's one of those places you go and you see what's, you know, there's a special. I take the special.
Oh, yeah, every time.
Because that guy, every time. He is, when he's doing something, he is like a, he's an artist.
Oh, yeah, no, it's been like crazy. You know, I work in the kitchen, so I get to talk with, you know, him. He's the owner and the head chef. I mean, he, it's crazy. I worked at another restaurant. And well, I saw the owner was never there.
I saw him. I go, aren't you the owner? And he goes, I go, aren't you the chef at Michi's? Or I call it Michi's.
Yeah, it's Michi's.
Michi's.
Yeah.
And he goes, owner?
Yeah, yeah.
Duh. And I was like, oh, sorry. Owner, chef.
Yeah. No, it's really interesting. It's really great to work at a place where the owner, like here, is right in front of you. Yep. You know what I mean? Because yep. I've worked at jobs where, you know, the owner is, you don't know him. Right. You've never seen him. And I've worked at a restaurant where the owner comes in once a week and just like looks around, doesn't really pay attention, doesn't care.
Well, and I'm sure those, you know.
And he's got his own, yeah, he's got his own, they got their own problems, but.
Right, and I'm sure those situations work, but I'm like you. I'll never forget, and I won't name the restaurant, but I went and ate at a restaurant and we were sitting there. They were clearly a little too busy and we're sitting there waiting for our food and the owner, one of the owners is sitting at the bar drinking and eating.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll never be back.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, listen, I don't particularly like places where the owner takes the best parking spot.
No, yeah.
Because to me, that's a...
Just waste.
Yeah. Well, it's a waste. It's a waste, but I think it exposes a little more, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's... So, no, you know, no offense, whatever. But I like you. I like it when the owner's... And he is... I mean, when his specials come out, I love it. And I got this thing, it was served in a coconut. I don't know, it was like chopped fish and...
Oh, the ahi tuna?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was so good. I was like...
Yeah, we've had to dial back the menu a little, and people still come in, and they ask for stuff that we used to have, and they're like, when is this coming back? When is this coming back? It's like, you know, whenever everything comes back, that's when we'll be able to do everything normally.
Well, it has been fun to have you because I'm 52. How old are you?
23.
23.
Almost said 22.
Yeah. So we're 32-year difference in age.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can have a conversation, but when it comes to certain parts of this business, mm-hmm. it's a challenge. And you've been great because you have a little bit of a younger, fresher mind when it comes to like the social media side of this kind of stuff. And it's been it's been nice, you know, because I can think of things and then I mention them to you and then you can figure out how to make them happen. I could probably do it if I wasn't also balancing a lot of other junk.
Right, right.
So it's just been nice. So thank you.
Yeah. No, it's, I guess that's one of the benefits of growing up in an area where that's, you know, I mean, this is mandatory now for businesses. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
You're not a successful business if you're not communicating to, you know, your audience and your customers.
Well, and it's weird because so you're 22?
23.
23. My son is 15 and I have another son who's 9 mm-hmm. and then a daughter who's 8. The difference between the 8 and the 15 year old and then the 15 to you. I mean, so like you weren't probably an iPad kid.
Yeah, it was like right after me.
Right after you. Just like David. He never had an iPad. He was never, you know, he never got into watching stuff on the iPad.
I mean, that was always interesting and being cool and stuff, you know, like it was like smartphone, you know what I mean? Like I was just around the time when like smartphones really were everywhere.
Right. Well, my other kids, Sam and Teresa, they're iPad kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that everywhere they go, they have to have an iPad. Their iPad's always with them.
It's like every kid now.
A pack of menus.
It's like their battery. Yeah, no, it's funny because that's definitely my little sister, and that's definitely a lot of other kids.
Yeah,
you know, they have to have it, or they have to. You know, I think it's more for the parents too, where it's like.
Well, you know, I think so too, but I think also at some point you're like, if your kid was on an iPad, you know. Of course, there's always people with an opinion. They're like, oh, these kids are never going to turn into anything. They're stuck with their faces in the iPads. And I'm like, oh, you're probably right. But, you know, it's convenient. And then all of a sudden, 2 years later, your kid doesn't know how to use an iPad. What's the matter with your kid? He's behind. Yeah. And it's like, well, geez.
It's funny, because that's always the thought that I've had growing up is like, you know, people talk so much on like millennials for being on their phones and stuff. And it's like, everything's mandatory. It's on your phone. It's like, right. you know, you can't just look something up anymore. It has to be on your phone.
Right. Well, and that's just the way life is now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm sure there was guys, some guy yelling, cave writing is the best writing.
Yeah,
forget paper. It's from the devil. And then all of a sudden paper showed up and the guy that was real great at writing on cave walls was like, oh,
he's out of a job.
Yeah, I'm out of a job. So it's always evolving. I told my dad, that's why we live to about 80 or 85, because basically nobody can stand us. We're so, you know, we live in the past. We reminisce.
It's just moving so quickly. You know, I mean, it's like I'm out of the loop on some social medias and stuff. I mean, like, you know, there's the big ones and stuff, but there's always another one.
Well, you're probably not on TikTok.
No. I've known about it, but I was late to that too.
Yeah. See, my David, he's not. He'll do Instagram. It's funny. He doesn't even really like social media.
Yeah.
He almost sees through it. It's like, this is just a waste.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same. Like, I try to avoid it if I can. Any time that I'm, you know,
right,
wasting on my phone.
And then, but my little ones are. I mean, Teresa and Sam will spend all day watching TikTok videos. Mm-hmm. So they like TikTok.
Do you remember Vine?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that one was kind of one where it like came and went for some people.
Yeah.
Like it was, you know, it was around for.
Well, Vine was a little bit. It's almost like you had Vine, which was like little video clips, right?
Uh huh.
And then it went to TikTok.
Yeah.
It kind of keeps evolving, keeps shrinking.
Yeah.
Add a few little nuances that you can add to the video, and next thing you know, you've left Vine behind.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Well, I'm not getting. We're not doing TikTok.
No.
We don't have it in us.
15-second podcasts.
15? No, we're not going to do it. I'm not going to do that where you're, ha, ho,
yeah.
Ha. Yeah, no. But, you know, you like I said, it's been a godsend to have you, and I appreciate you, you know, helping us out. It is fun to, you know, and what have you thought? I mean, it, you know, nobody else is really podcasting, at least not another network, not that I know of.
In this area, you mean?
Yeah. Definitely not in this area. In general, of course, there's plenty of networks, but in this area... So we're really trying to start something that we haven't really done before.
Yeah.
And it's
in a great, you know, it's, I live over in Millsboro and you know, the difference between Millsboro and Rehoboth is like night and day, like the Rehoboth Lewis area. Like there's just a lot more to do here.
Yeah.
There's just a lot more people.
Right.
And so I think it's really interesting that it's like right here, you know, you're kind of starting, I'm hoping that, you know, once this area kind of builds up that, you know, everything in it will also build up.
Well, it still falls back into content, right?
Yeah.
You still have to talk. You still have to be doing something interesting because, you know, you can have a million people and talk about something that nobody likes and you're not going to find any success. And I think that's the challenging part. You know, this podcast, One Small Business Helping Another, has been fun because, you know, it's not about business. It's about the leaping off. It's the, you know, taking that risk, that chance. Like, I want to, you know... I don't know the story. Hopefully, maybe we'll get... What's the owner's name over there?
At the pizza place?
No, Michi's.
Oh, Michi's. His name is Richard.
Yeah.
Richard Davis.
Maybe we'll get... And that's what I told him when I talked to him. I said, listen, it isn't about the success. It's about that moment where I'm sure he was working for somebody at some point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's been a, you know, a restauranter most of his life.
Yeah, so that point where he goes, I want to finally open my own kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody going... Go for it.
Well, he made a great move because his wife's name is Michelle. That's why it's called Michi's.
That's smart.
That's her, yeah. So, and she works there too. She's great.
Yeah, she runs the front, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know, it's funny that there was a lot of bit, but that's how McDonald's became successful. That and many other reasons, but it was always about you to be a franchisee. The husband had to work the back and the wife had to work the front.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it was a family. Oh, geez.
But no, that's interesting because, you know, It's funny because it's complete opposite now. You know what I mean? Like, you know, especially with franchises, you know, anybody.
Well, I do think, like, Chick-fil-A, I think, is the same way.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have, you know, I don't know. I'm not trying to get political, but, you know, they have, you know, different.
They have some issues.
Yeah, they have some different reasons, you know.
Yeah. But I guess the point is, listen, if you're both there, you're not going to have one at home going, when are you going to come home?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you're both in it, you're in it. So, I don't know. But...
Well, that's always, you know, at least personally, I think that's kind of like why, you know, you can put a lot of hard work into something, but if you're not fully committed to something, then it's not going to work, you know? Yeah. And it's like the last restaurant that I worked at where the owner was not really involved, all of them went under.
Yeah.
Within a year.
Yep.
And you know, it's like, you know, I'm not trying to say it's his fault or anything, but like when you put something that's supposed to be yours under someone else's, you know, job and you know, you're not there actively putting a part in it, then it's not going to go your way.
Well, my uncle many years ago owned a restaurant. He's like, look, it. It's mm-hmm. easy money. Mm-hmm. Just own a restaurant bar.
Easy money.
And he said later that when he wasn't there, they drank him out of house and home.
Yeah.
They gave away all the liquor and they drank all the, or ate all the food and drank all the liquor. Mm-hmm. And they always say, whatever part of your business you want to do the least well, I guess, I don't know how you would say that, but it's the one that you're not involved in, that yeah. part, because that's the part that'll do.
Just, you know, it's not going to be, you know, it's. We talk about this a lot over at Mishi's too, because I was impressed too, just with like how well everybody is treated. Like all the employees and stuff, we're all paid really well. I mean, I was just like, wow, this is awesome. Like I make more now working like half the time that I worked at like a grocery store job.
Right.
And I was like, you know, that's part of it. You know what I mean? It's like when you pay the people really well, they want to do a good job. They want to, you know, they want to stay loyal. They want to keep their job. They want to keep up the place. And it's like, you know, like you were saying, like whatever part you don't really have a hand in, that's the part that's going to struggle a lot.
That's
more.
The part that's going to struggle. Well, and I don't know if you ever knew Matt, but Matt was the same way. You know, he's like, I put these very strict rules in place. Mm-hmm. You know, after you get out, after your shift, I guess traditionally in restaurants and bars, you get a shift drink. I don't know how that works, but. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, you get one drink, you have to leave. You can't hang out on the bar.
Oh, no. They love it when you hang out here.
Yeah. Do they? Yeah. Well, he didn't. He was like, because I guess that would create trouble or potential trouble. So he had all these rules in place. And most people would be like, these rules are too strict. But the problem was that the restaurants did so well. And they got paid so well. And it was so consistent that it was hard to, you know, not give up one to get the other.
Yeah.
So I think rules are good. They're definitely helpful. I mean,
it's just like when they go over like employees like judgment. Because I mean, when I worked at a grocery store and I'd have like little ideas and stuff, and I was like, "Look, it'd be a lot easier if you just did this," or like, "It's like, well, we got to go through corporate, we got to do all this and stuff." And it's like, if I see a problem that I know I can just solve right away,
right?
Working at a smaller place like that allows you to just solve it. They're like, "Cool,
absolutely,
it's fixed, done."
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, that's why we are not corporate here at the Social Podcast Network. We are very small. We are family-owned.
Start having a little inbox. Like, oh, if you have a complaint, just send it here.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, well, for right now, you can just tell me if you have any complaints. What'd I tell you? If you have any complaints, please talk to me, Cody. I don't want you to, you know.
I'll go through corporate. It's fine.
Yeah, go through Carlos. See what he says. So, you know, do you listen to podcasts? What do you listen to?
I listen to a couple.
What's your interests?
I've started to listen to this. Definitely, like, you know, new media,
okay.
Games, movies, television, anything, music especially, too.
So you'll listen. So you really get a lot of your information really through podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, that and reading. Like, what I'll do is I'll read, like, articles and stuff, and then I'll find podcasts usually that talk about those articles or talk about, like, a certain topic, and then I'll kind of absorb that information that way too.
Wow, that's awesome. It's funny, as much as I do podcasting and involved in them, I don't listen. I listen to maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast. I like that one. And I like, we listen to some Pearl Jam podcasts and mm-hmm. I'll pick and choose, but,
I'll usually go for podcasts based on like guests, like especially ones who are like, I don't listen to like a lot of Joe Rogan podcasts,
right.
But if the guest is somebody that I'm interested in,
right,
then I'll listen to that episode. Or if it's another one, I'll listen to, you know, to that.
Well, yeah. And the thing about his podcast, 3 hours, 2.5 hour long podcast.
Yeah,
I
can't do that.
Yeah. It's you know, I'm like, God, this podcast is kind of boring. Oh,
yeah.
Let me fast forward a half hour and see maybe what they got into then.
YouTube does it nice. Cause you know, If you're just following or you look at that kind of stuff often, it'll recommend like 10-minute, 13-minute clips from right. that, and then you can just watch those.
Yeah. They call it like JRE clips.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the problem with his podcast is he switched to Spotify, and you can't really – I only really watched his podcast on YouTube. I'd go home and just watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch it on Spotify, but you really can't. In the Spotify app for the TV, you cannot watch his podcast.
Oh, like they do video on that too? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's all video.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's all audio and video, but yeah. I don't listen to his podcast in the car. I usually watch it at night.
Oh, okay. That's when I listen to stuff.
At night?
In the car.
Oh, in the car?
Yeah, yeah. If I don't want to listen to like the radio or something, I'll just put on a podcast.
Isn't it funny? Like you'll get like so. Howard Stern. It wasn't a podcast. It was just a Howard Stern show. But Howard had Eddie Vedder on, the mm-hmm. singer for Pearl Jam. And it's like you get into a great podcast, you don't even want to get to where you're going. You like start taking extra turns.
Oh yeah, when it's somebody like really interesting like that, you just want to hear them talk.
Yeah, you just want to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, they got stories to tell. Yeah.
The nice thing about podcasting is you can pause it.
Yeah.
The nice thing about Sirius is that now you can pause it.
Right.
So it's kind of cool, even though it's a live radio show, they've created that ability to pause it, which is good.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, you can pause it. Well, you can pause it if you have the app on your phone.
Okay.
And you can play it back and then play it back to
Bluetooth.
Well,
you can still listen to it live and stuff like that, yep. too? Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So they've even, you know, I think they've added that.
Yeah.
They've taken, you know, everything that they can do live, and then they've added a couple little podcast details like pausing and stuff like that.
Yeah, just, you know, it's not hard to do. It's just they have to go out and do it.
Yeah. Well, the I've listened to like a few Pearl Jam podcasts. I hate to say this, but some of my favorite podcasts are the ones we do here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, fun. I mean,
the one we do, I do with Tiffany. I'll run and listen to that podcast and just laugh.
It's funny because, you know, I shared the one that I did last week with, like, you know, on my Facebook. And I don't post a lot of stuff. So, of course, my parents and my aunts and uncles and my girlfriend.
Oh, the one we did with Tiffany?
Yeah, yeah. That was a lot of fun. I got made fun of a lot for it. But it was, you know, my girlfriend was telling me. She's like, yeah, she's just, like, doing work or, you know, working on stuff because she lives in a different country. So we have a time difference. So she's like, oh, I can just listen to you while you're asleep.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you know, it's, I listen to it back and it's fun, you know, it's.
Well, people tell me a lot, we get a lot of comments about that podcast because people say, well, you guys have the conversation that I can't seem to have.
Which is?
Whatever her and I end up talking about, you know, it's like, that's what people have told me. You guys end up having conversations that are hard to have with other people.
It's funny because Tiffany talked to me about that afterwards too. Like when we talked about, I don't want to name names or anything, but like we talked about an ad.
Right.
And we were kind of talking about it, and, you know, it's nice that she gets to, like, air her grievances, kind of, you know what I mean?
Oh, we're talking about the medical ad?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I get both sides, kind of, because, you know, you can't really pick and choose already.
And I think what we're going to do with that is actually take out, because it's the big, the names in there that are uncomfortable. And I told her, listen, it's uncomfortable for me, too. So I think we're going to make, in fact, you and I...
Well, and I kind of get her point, too, where she's like, you know, she's talking about she wants to cultivate an audience.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, while that might be a real issue, you know, you don't go and talk about those kind of things with, like, if you're trying to make a child-friendly audience.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, which I'm not saying that's what she's trying to do, but, like, you know, which she wants to create her own little culture, you know, her own little following.
And I think that's one of the challenges about ads, right? Because where should we put ads? You know, that's like saying... Everybody that listens to that podcast is great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you just never know.
Yeah. Well, and it goes both ways, too, because it's like, you know, if somebody listens to that podcast, you know, and they hear that ad, they're like, okay, I don't like that ad, but I can separate, you know, that this is a business versus these people talking.
Right.
And then there's people who listen to the ad and like, this business supports this.
Yeah.
I don't want to support them.
Right. Well, unfortunately, that ad is about drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, this country is struggling with it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, 10 years ago, you know, you ask somebody if you know somebody that was on drugs or struggling with like an oxy or a heroin or something like that, and people would say, no, I don't really know anybody. But if you ask people now, if I ask you, do you know anybody that's been affected by these pills, what would your answer be?
Yeah.
Yep. So, it's unfortunate. You know, there's big companies that are to blame.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll start getting their feet held a little more to the fire, but it's real. And, you know, hey, there was a time where even I struggled, you know? And so I get it.
Well, that's part of why, like, you know, I kind of agree with you, and just, you know, it's up to us to kind of like spread the word, because these companies probably aren't going to get their feet held to the fire. You know what I mean? It's kind of,
that's right.
It's kind of up to the public to educate themselves, really.
Well, and, you know, we also stop having to look to everybody else to fix a problem.
That's not saying we shouldn't try to solve the problem either, but, right. You know, it's just the way it's been going.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah. And I'm just grateful. Listen, and I think we can adjust that ad to make it sound a mm-hmm. little, you know. That's, I remember, and most people know I'm sober, you know, and I work programs and stuff. And I remember I went to a meeting once and a drunk person showed up. And I was like, oh, my God. This drunk person is in this meeting, you know, and like, yeah. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, you know, I can imagine what it was like when people first tried to get sober in the very beginning, you know, mm-hmm. the mess, you know, there was a real mess of people, you know, you either got sober or you went to like a mental home, and that's where you stayed and died. And so at least we have options today. And, you know, if we can help put the word out, but I do agree.
Yeah.
That one's a little...
Yeah, it's just like, you know, we were talking, and it's like seeing a sexual health ad on like a children's site or yeah. like a children's network. Like you're
no,
on Nickelodeon.
It isn't, Cody.
No, it's not like that. But it's
that
like
that is never good.
It's weird. It's weird that you see medication on, you know, on television, on ads.
Well, you when know? You watch TV, can you? I mean, how much medication? I mean, it's funny if you think about it. Like certain parts of the day, uh-huh. like during the middle of the day, like I'll have nothing to do, and I'll head home and just kind of kick back and watch TV, and it's all like old people medication.
Yeah,
and then you know you get over like into the evening, like when moms start getting home, and then it uh-huh. starts becoming like mommy medications.
Yeah,
and it's weird, but it's all medication.
Yeah, it's all some. Company trying to sell you something.
It's all pharmaceuticals, so
which is I guess everyone's problem with it. It's like, you know, if you need this pharmaceutical to stay healthy and stay alive, why do I have to, you know, why is there an ad for it?
I remember I think it was a Super Bowl two years ago, it was something, and they came out for a medication to help, you know, people that are on pills and stuff. They have a lot of trouble, you know, their system doesn't it mm-hmm. locks up, so you get backed up, mm-hmm. and so they had this medication to help you break that loose. So it was like, if you're on a lot of prescription medications, you need to use this so that you can. And I'm going to try to keep it clean, yeah. so to speak. But you know, I was like, really? They have medication to fix that problem because you're taking too much medication.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my gosh. So anyway, so what do you? I mean, when you're finished with school, what do you see yourself? What do you see? You know, what is your You want to do podcasting? You want to be a radio DJ? You want to be a
radio DJ? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish. No, kind of. I mean, I do like this, you know, being in the content and producing it too. It's been a lot of fun. So I'm hoping that it can give me a little bit more options.
Well, I told you I got to figure out a way to make some money so that I can pay you because I have a feeling I'm going to be like, what do you mean you're leaving?
Yeah. What do you mean?
No.
You said free at the beginning.
Now, that's your school did. I didn't. Listen, that's between you
yeah,
and the school.
I know.
But listen, I, you know, I think there's a, you know, I mean, I've heard of internships. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm hoping, you know, I've heard different versions of how they go. You know, you look at like a Howard Stern intern and it's just kind of this comical thing.
Yeah.
You know, I want to try to be of. I want you to try to learn.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely, you know, learning, especially just being able to, like, go. It's funny because, you know, when you're in school for this kind of stuff, you sit there and you learn for, like, weeks at a time, just, you know, from a book about the stuff, and then slowly they get you hands-on with the equipment and stuff like this. This was like, you know, hey, you want to do this right now? Just get on there. You know, there was no, I didn't have to, like, read.
Prep.
Yeah, I didn't have to read, you know, chapters 1 through 3 on how to talk on a podcast. You know what I mean? It's kind of just it's something something you learn while you're doing it. And that's kind of like the whole, that was always my problem with school. It was just like, just get me to the point where I just try it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand I need to know how it works, but like that's something that, you know, I'd hate to learn how something works, get to the point where I try it, and then I'm like, oh, I hate this, or I'm bad at it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, and I think, you know, I think you've been great. I mean, it's been a huge help. I could see you podcasting. I could see you doing a podcast. I think, you know, we may bring you in this Thursday, we've got to get you a microphone for the Discovery Music Podcast.
Okay.
Because I think that's, you know, it's weird. You can, you know, I can sit here, but it's, you know, it's where I'm at in my life. And sometimes, like, what I'm interested in isn't really relevant to some of these things. So it's nice when you have, like, a group of people, like a Jordan Gum, a Dion mm-hmm. Lamb, a Trey Krause, you know, Cody, me. You know, maybe we, you know, when we're all bringing music, you know, new music, you know, mm-hmm. you're definitely listening to different music than I am, probably.
Yeah.
So it's fun to have different, you know, age groups and all with the same, you know, goal of, you know, trying to enlighten people and find new music.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I talked to Jordan. She's really cool.
Very cool.
I talked to her on Friday. But yeah, that one's really interesting to me. I think it'd be a lot of fun to, like, try and, yeah. I don't know. Keep. I'd have to like get a read on your guys' musical taste first, but like, because that's one thing I really do love is music.
See, that's not what you want to do. There's no read.
No.
You don't because that's then. See, then you kind of get into this thing like I want to fit in.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And you really don't. I mean, yeah. I mean, you heard what Jordan brought to the podcast.
Yeah.
That trombone. Mm-hmm. It sounded like a funeral brigade down in New Orleans. I mean. It was great,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it was probably what I wouldn't listen to, but I definitely appreciated it.
Yeah.
And if we don't all have different ideas, then it just becomes, you know, boring.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, whatever. It's funny when you try to find new music every week, and you're like, oh, my God, I don't. Especially when
yeah.
at my age, I feel like I'm not taking any new applications for music people.
That's honestly, because that's my hardest problem when I try to find new music, is that I'll get stuck into a point where I'll look at the artist or something that I already listen to.
Right.
And I'll look for like things related to them.
Yep.
And then I'm like, well, this is just them, but not as good.
Right.
Or not what I like. So yep. it's always like something you don't expect. Like when I lived in Cape Town, we would go out, me and my friends, we would go out to bars and stuff like that. And anytime there'd be a song or something I didn't hear, I'd stick my hand up or with my phone and I'd try to record it. And then later try to figure out what that was. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Cause it's like, it's always just like, you never know when something is going to hit you.
Well, that happens to me all the time. In fact, I was at work the other day and something was playing and I'm like, what is this? And then mm-hmm. I just screenshotted the Spotify page that
yeah.
was playing the song.
Yeah.
And I'll go back because, you know, what ends up happening. So a little bit of history. So Dion, so we were doing the Rehoboth Social podcast edition, mm-hmm. The Rehoboth Social Firefly edition podcast.
Okay.
So back in, you know, last year, you know, Firefly was getting ready. I think Rage was coming. It was going to be a big deal, and COVID hit and obviously killed all that.
It got canceled, right?
I keep wanting to say Spotify. Firefly got canceled, and so it really, you know, there was really no point because we were going. They had announced the lineup. They announced the days, and we were going through everything. We were going through every band. I think I'd pick four and just mm-hmm. kind of going through them. They're okay, you know, whatever, but. Just kind of playing a little bit of it. We were working our way through, and then it all got canceled. But Dion is like the legend. I mean, this guy, and I used to actually do Dion's wife's hair,
mm-hmm.
and she used to tell me about what Dion would do. But Dion would take like all the music, break it all down, break down the days, break down the bands, and then create these schedules of his recommendations. So he'd be like, all right. You want to get there around this time. You want to mm-hmm. go right over to this stage.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, get in half that show.
Yeah.
Run over here and grab half of this show. You know, go see these guys. Uh-huh. Excellent band. He would tie it in with playlists. I mean, he was the legend, right?
Yeah.
So when this all kind of, before even COVID, I was like, Dion, I want to do this music podcast. Are you in? He's like, I'm in.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I want to try to bring stuff. I'm like, what do you think of that one, Dion? Huh? He's like, oh, I've never heard it. I'm like, oh. So now I'm getting a little bit stuck. I'm trying to impress Dion.
Yeah, yeah. Like, have you heard this? And then he's like, yeah, I've heard this. Like,
damn it.
Don't listen to it. Then.
Just, forget, give just me
don't
that.
Plug that. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. But he's a lot of fun. And then Trey, you know, Trey's doing, he's got a radio show for mm-hmm. Delaware Music or Music Radio or Rehoboth Radio. Do you know what it's called? Rehoboth Radio? I don't know, but
sure.
He has a Friday night show. So he's always creating playlists.
Oh, yeah.
So he's big into music. And then Jordan, you know, she's obviously young.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been fun because at the end of it, we make a playlist and then we post it. And I'll go home and I'll just play the playlist. And I'm like, ah, this is really good. So it's great.
Yeah. It's funny because music is like the one thing where it's like you're saying, it's like you're always trying to impress somebody or they're, you know, or either fit in. I don't trust people to say, oh, I don't listen to music. I've never met that person, but I don't trust them.
I wouldn't trust them.
I wouldn't trust. It's like, how do you not listen to music? What do you do? You just sit there in your own thoughts?
It's scary. Well, and you'll find out, unfortunately, or maybe, you know, maybe you'll avoid it. But at some point, you know, you find your favorite bands and your favorite music at your favorite point in time. And then you kind of, you know, shut down the resumes and mm-hmm. kind of like.
You know, you miss out on some stuff. Yeah,
you miss out. And I'm like, you know, I'm a big, you know, and people know this, big Pearl Jam fan. And I'll probably just listen to Pearl Jam until I die. I'm fine with that. So this has allowed me to actually get out of my comfort zone.
It's hard, too, because, you know, it's always, no matter what genre it is, it's like, oh, new music is worse.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's like, well, then why is they making new of it?
Right.
Like, why is there more of it coming out?
Right.
You know, it's just something that you either, because I always have this problem, too, where, like, radios, for one, overplay a lot of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Especially when Adele was really big in, like, 2012 and 2013.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't stand it because it was, every 5 minutes was, like, hello or, what's the other one? Someone Like You. And I was like, I've heard that song so many times. Like, it's over. You know what I mean? And that's always the problem that I have with music is like, I'll find a band or find a song that I really like and I'll listen to it until I hate it. You know, until I've like listened to it, like on repeat and repeat. And I'm like, oh, well, now I got to find something different.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because, and you can tell me what your thoughts are, but you know, sometimes they're like, you know, we'll listen to the hits, right? The six hits.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a 12-track album, and you know, if they end up playing throughout the time of that album before the next one comes out, maybe six hits show up.
Yeah.
And you know, we get sick of those six hits, and we're like, you know, Adele needs a new album.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we don't look at the other six.
Yeah.
Right. We're just stuck on those six, and we're tired of those six, so we're like, she needs a whole new album.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's a lot of times there's other tracks that just didn't become hits, I guess.
Yeah.
That are great. And, you know, as a person in my 50s, you know, I've lived these, my favorite tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm good at this, I'm good at that, I'm good at this. You know, these are my tracks, this is my favorite music, this is my favorite food. And I live these tracks, but at some point I'm like, I'm getting bored with these tracks. So trying different things like starting this network. You know, you get into your comfort zone, your hits, and then someone grabs you and says, listen, you know, I need your help, and kind of throws you into this. And then you find out, wow, this is a track I really, or a thing I haven't tried, a lifestyle, not necessarily a lifestyle, but.
It kind of is. I mean,
it's kind of.
It's a mind state, I think. Because you can listen to a song at one point, and you're like, it's not for me. And you come back to it later and you're like, wow, why didn't this. You know, I've heard this before. Why didn't it resonate with me?
Exactly. And sometimes things are presented to you. Like I could have said, hey, Cody, I need an intern. Come help me. And been an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, fuck, forget this.
Yeah.
Right? This is nonsense. Closing off your opportunity to experience this, you know.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a person could be like, hey, you know, super grateful. Thank you. And allow you to get in there and then find out that you really enjoy it. And then, you know, you learn you have a new track, a new hit.
Yeah.
You know, something you weren't aware of. But. Now that you look back at it, you're like, wow.
And this is something I do with music, too. It's even if it means coming to an artist later, I'll wait, you know, let hype die down or, you know, let them kind of fade back for a bit. And then I'll listen to all of it.
Right.
Like when I find a new artist, I won't listen to like, well, if I listen to like one song from an artist that I like, I'm like, cool. And I'll download every album and I'll just sit there and listen to that.
Well,
like one through like. One to two to three to four, all whatever of them, I'll listen to them all.
See,
and then I'll pick out the ones that I like. I'll kind of be doing whatever I'm doing. And then, like, if something sticks out at me, it doesn't matter if it's a single or, like, one of the backtracks, you know what I mean? I'll be like, this is something that I listen to.
So if you find a single that you like, you'll download the whole album.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's good because I've always... You know, as a cynical older guy now, I mean, you know, in my day, we got a record, you know, and that was it. And we put it on the record player, and we played it, and there was no...
Well, it's because there was, you know, not this accessibility to music.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they had to choose out of the... If they made 12 songs, they had to choose one that they thought was the best or that they thought people would like. And it's like, well, that might have been, you know, the best song, but it's like people still like those other 11 songs.
Yeah. Well, it just... It wasn't as accessible, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't have, you know, like... I was a big fan of AC/DC when I was a kid, and... you know, AC/DC came out with an album, and you had the album, and then they would tour, and then they would come out with another album. I remember getting Back in Black.
Yeah.
And then I remember the following, I think, two Christmases later, I got For Those About to Rock. And so it was always just the next album, you know, and the series. And there was no singles. There was no videos. There was no, you got what you got. And, I mean, it's great that we've come this far and we have so much accessibility to music. I just think that there's, it creates a lot of, like, if a person puts out a single that everybody likes.
Yeah.
But they don't really have anything else. They have these highs and these real lows. And
well, it's almost like, you know, especially with like Adele. Like Adele's a great singer, and like I'll watch like her live performances in like huge theaters. I'm like, oh my god, this would be amazing to go see.
Yeah.
But it's because everybody sticks to the one thing that you only ever hear that.
Yep.
And it's just like everybody. It's like you listen to her other stuff, maybe.
Well, and she talks. Oh my god, have you ever seen an Adele concert? She talks.
Yeah.
I would almost say half the concert.
Oh.
Like,
you're there to see her.
Yeah, zip it and sing. Zip and sing.
Oh, my God.
We went and saw Lady Gaga. I love Lady Gaga. I think she's great. And I'm not a little monster, but I do enjoy Lady Gaga. So my wife and I went and saw her. But the last, really, before the concerts kind of faded out. Mm-hmm. And what a great show. It was at Wachovia Center? Wherever up in Philly where the 76ers play and stuff.
Okay.
And we had these back, we had terrible seats. I mean, they were terrible in most situations, but she really utilized the whole arena. They had the islands that came out of the ceiling, and the whole band ended up down in front of us, and she played on the piano.
Those are kind of like, especially those kind of artists where it's like, the music is one thing, and then you go to the show, and it's like, this is like a theater performance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, there's some artists and bands where you just get on there, all they do is play music. You know, they have, like, pyrotechnics or whatever, and they might have, like, a little graphic behind, but it's like, you're there to listen to the music.
Yep.
And then those kind of shows, like, oh, I want to be impressed.
You know well, what I mean? And in my day, you know, it wasn't as much of a show. It was a band playing.
Yeah.
You know, there were bands like Judas Priest or an Iron Maiden that really made a, you know, a much more theatrical show out of it. But for the most part, like most bands that I grew up, it was just come out on stage and jam. And so it was always like, get up front, let's get up front.
Yeah.
But I remember going to, I took my kids to go see Imagine Dragons up in, I think it was in D.C. And we were on the rail. That's my kid's goal, get on the rail. And so we're on the rail and, you know, I don't know if you're a fan of Imagine Dragons, but Smoke and Mirrors was the album. The stage was all these mirrors. And where we were, all it looked like was one giant mirror and then a guy over here. But if you had been back farther, you would have seen that all of the mirrors were doing a thing and lights were working. And so
it's hard to know it, too.
Yeah, you don't know what you know. Yeah, it was. I think we would have been better off if we had been back a little bit so you could actually take in the show. It is, and it's like a Pearl Jam show. You know, if you're up front, it's great, but there's a lot of crowd interactions at a Pearl Jam show. If you're mid-stage or midway through the arena, the crowd sings along, and it's just huge. And if you're way too far in the back,
it's also the size of the arena too. Like if it's the first concert that I went to, it was like a Linkin Park one in South Africa. Actually, it was in the World Cup Stadium, and so it's, you know, it's a big open stadium and it's huge. And the sound wasn't that great. We were pretty far back.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I could barely hear. You could hear the music, but you couldn't hear. It's always my problem with concerts is usually it's harder to hear the actual vocals.
Right.
You can hear the music. But and then we went to another concert there where it was inside, and it was a lot smaller, a lot enclosed. It was Metallica, actually.
Nice.
It was like this weird little skate park, but it was all enclosed and stuff, and you know, we were on the side on the rail, but it was still close enough that you could see him and like feel the heat, and that the sound was amazing.
Yeah,
like, you know, it just, it's a way better,
dude. Metallica is awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, their last album, insane.
Yeah.
I mean, just what a great record. I mean, you know, it is Metallica, it's a little heavy, but just a great album. I mean, I've watched, they're a big, you know, big performing artist. I mean, when they're in their stadium gigs, you know, they played M&T up in Baltimore. I mean, that's, you know, that's where football teams play. I mean, it was packed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Music's fun.
It's
hopefully we get back to it.
Yeah. It's funny we talk about music because I just saw like a little post today and it was like two billboards. One from was 2001 and one from like last year. And the 2001 was like the iPod, like the original iPod. It's like 1,000 songs in your pocket. And then the one from last year was the iPod, like the iPhone and like the watch. And it's like 60 million songs on your wrist.
Jeez.
And it's like, that's the difference.
Yeah.
In like 20 years.
Well, yeah,
it's great for, I think, you know, smaller artists, like smaller musicians, like indie artists, especially because indie has become like a really big movement, I feel, in music.
Well, I think it's
so much more accessible.
Yeah, because of technology.
Yeah.
I mean, we're right now, we're an indie artist. We're just happen to be talking.
Yeah.
But if you and I had something to sing and we could sing it, we could sit right here,
yeah,
you know, mix it up a bit and post it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have a song out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different world. But, you know, I think it's weird. I feel like, it's strange. I feel like this is the problem. You know, 1,000 songs, now 60 million or 60,000. I feel like we're just constantly, it just feels like this. If it isn't, if I'm wrong, you know, then I'm wrong. But it just feels like our whole, the point of everything is just to make things better, easier, more. You know, when I was a kid, we got a record. And now my kids, they have unlimited music at their fingertips.
Yeah.
Unlimited.
Yeah.
Unlimited anything.
Uh-huh.
And what's next?
It does. It's funny because it kind of takes the magic out of some stuff, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Especially with, like, you know, all television shows right now, too. Like, you know, now you get a television show on like Netflix or on Disney, like The Mandalorian's really big, right?
Yeah.
And
that was good.
What they would do is they would either, you know, put the entire season all on at one time. And that's nice, you know, if you want to sit down and watch it all. But I like what they do where they do it week by week.
Yeah.
Because it gives you something to look forward to. It kind of makes a ritual on it. And it's like you forgive a lot more, I feel like, too, especially with the actual content when it's, you have your own little ritual about it. You know, it's not just the show, because if you're sitting there and you're watching all of it at once, you're going to notice little inconsistencies.
Right.
But if you're if you have a week and, you know, you kind of forget some stuff, then you kind of forgive and you enjoy it, I think, a little bit more.
You know what I binge watched like that was Lost.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched that?
Yeah. I only watched like the first couple of seasons. My cousin used to really be into that.
I was never into it, but when they released it, I think on Netflix, I started watching and I binged watching. It was the same, you know, just like that. I mean, it was so like you almost need, that was a show like I needed to watch and then come to work and talk to my fellow other employees or, you know, my coworkers about it. Oh my God, you see Lost? Holy shit. What? And then let it stew for a week and then go to the next week. But when you watch it one after another, it becomes very, the story just becomes, I finished it.
Yeah.
But it was tough.
I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, it got old.
Yeah. It just didn't hold my attention. The first season, I think, is pretty good.
Yeah.
After that, it's just like the definition of wasted potential.
Exactly. Well, I don't know how many seasons it was.
It's like six.
Yeah.
I can't.
The end was brutal. I was like, I can't.
No.
I can't take it.
I don't have that much time.
It's like, you know what show we got into big time was The West Wing.
My parents really liked that.
Yeah, that was so good. They just took it off Netflix. I probably watched that like 7 times all the way through the whole thing. It's just, you know, if I have nothing to do and just nothing to watch, put on The West Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just pulled it some. They just stopped my addiction.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot. I mean, Netflix had, you know, a period of time where it was like the only kind of online streaming thing, so they got to have like The Office, all those like really big shows.
Yeah,
and then now NBC is doing their own streaming service. So every, you know, it's same with Disney. Like Disney movies used to be on Netflix,
not anymore.
And, yeah, now they're pulling it all. It's like, well, we want to pick our own. We want to make our own.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, it's funny because it's just like TV. You know, we're back to the same thing where it's like, well, crap, now I can't watch whatever I want to watch.
Well, and you know, between Netflix and Disney and Hulu and Prime and what else is there? I mean, it's too much. There's too much damn TV.
Yeah.
I have all of them, by the way. I have everything.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't find anything to watch.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I'm watching, you know, stupid YouTube videos.
Yeah, you watch a podcast for free on YouTube instead of watching any of the 3 paid services.
Well, and then, you know, we, you know, I had Xfinity and finally dumped them. Mm-hmm. And kept their Wi-Fi service, obviously, because you need Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But ended up with more crap. You know, because then we got Hulu, and then they wanted to give you the ESPN Disney package, and then we got that. And then you know, so now we have live TV, and it's like, I really watch YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, I could seriously watch YouTube all day. I mean, I could, I'm not all day, but that I'd be, if you said, this is all you got, I'd be like, all right. I mean, I'd probably miss football.
Yeah.
But
it's always like off and on, too. Like, I'll have these little kicks where I'm like, man, I want to watch this show. Or I want to watch this. And it's like, oh, it's on Netflix. If you had Netflix, you could watch it. You know what I mean? It's like, well, do I want to watch everything on Netflix? It's usually if I get a service, it's to watch one thing.
Right.
Like HBO would do it where, you know, now we have HBO. But like before, the only thing I really wanted to watch was Game of Thrones. And yep. I don't want to get into it because I was not happy with
it. You didn't like the ending?
No.
Did you feel bad?
Oh, my God. It was terrible.
You felt bad?
I felt bad. It was.
I felt bad.
I felt bad for everybody involved. I was like, this is...
You mean all the people getting burnt?
Yeah, well, that, but like, you know, Game of Thrones was so big that when you were, all those kids that grew up acting on the show, mm-hmm. you know, they're Game of Thrones. It's like, you know, it's like how Star Wars was. It's like, oh, they're in Star Wars. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's something big. And then you get to the end of that and it's like, well, that just feels wasted. It feels like you had a lot of people with a lot of big talent.
I thought the end was good.
I don't know. I heard some people say that. Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Is I don't know how you end it.
I know that I've been waiting for that damn dragon to torch a lot of people for 7 years or however long the damn thing went on. I was like, finally, let's burn some shit up.
Yeah.
But I felt bad. I'm like, this is maybe too many people. Maybe too many people getting burnt.
It's just like, I don't know. But anyway... That's what I would watch.
I heard they're going to have another show.
Yeah, I doubt that. I think they will, but I don't think it's going to be as big.
Well, it's supposed to be about the life.
The prequels.
Yeah, the life before with dragons.
Yeah, which is funny because that's all the only reason everybody watched that show to begin with.
Was the dragon.
Yeah, I remember like when it was only like season 4 or something. And people are like, oh, I just can't wait, you know, a couple more seasons of the dragons.
Yeah, that was me.
Dragons. Yeah.
Like, okay, let's do some of these dragons.
Yeah.
Nope. And finally... Those dragons, though, when that one dragon got shot in the last, I don't know if it was the second to the end or the, and she was riding that dragon, it got shot and then went down on the ground and everyone was jumping on him like, oh no, let's not lose another dragon here.
Yeah.
And somehow she got away.
Yeah.
When the one went in the ocean or the pond or whatever, it was horrible.
Yeah. Well, and that was fine. And then they did it again. Where, like, some dude with a random boat arrow shot down a dragon.
Yes.
Like, is that easy? Like, I don't know.
I would like to see a show that talks about what it's like to be a life of living with dragons, you know? Like, serious threat. Like, we're sitting here doing podcasts, all of a sudden,
but
you know.
I never watched, like, you come for the dragons and you stay for, like, the drama, I felt like. Like, Tyrion, all that little stuff that they would do, like all the politics stuff, that was interesting. You know, because that was most of the show.
Well, and
was them talking. And that was, and those moments would, like, you know, hold you a lot more than, like, because it felt like when a dragon, you know, actually did burn something, it was purposeful. You know what I mean? You had a reason to do it and it paid off.
Right.
But, you know, at the end, it just kind of felt like they were like, let's just pay off. And it's like, you have no setup.
Well, when I started watching the show, there was no mention of dragons.
Mm-hmm.
It was not about dragons.
No, it was just about people.
Yeah, about, you know, kingdoms and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when the dragon showed up,
mm-hmm.
then it became, you know, I was like, oh, shit, this could be about dragons. But it wasn't, that's not why. I remember watching the first episode, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
And I watched it, and I was like, oh.
Well, that first season... I think I'll watch that first season anytime.
It was good.
It was really good. It's some of the best television.
Well, I thought 1, 2, 3 were all pretty good.
Four,
when those guys with the pentagram started showing up.
That was like 5.
Yeah, 5. That was a rough season.
Yeah.
And I felt like the budget was cut, you know, where we used to have a lot more people. I remember at one point that one of the characters, I don't know any of the names, but mm-hmm. they're going through the desert and they find these two people with a tent. And I'm like, just two in a tent? Just two sitting here? Where's everybody else?
And it's funny because I realized, like, right before like the last season started, that like, wow, this show is really great because they're not afraid to kill off all their, like, you know, their main characters and stuff. And I get to the end and it's like, they killed off all their main characters. I don't want to watch any of these people.
Right.
Like, they get to the end. Like, I remember that last scene at the end where, spoiler, there's like a bunch of people who are now like the, from the houses.
Yep.
And you're like, I don't know who any of these people are. Like, I don't care who this guy is. I don't care who this guy is. I don't care. Everybody's dead. Like, yeah. That I found interesting, which was cool to watch.
Well, what was the Red Witch?
Melisandre or whatever. Yeah.
When she, isn't she the one that killed, like, the whole room of people at the wedding? When John, her, the son, got married and they were all in there and then the...
Oh, no, that was the old dude. That was, like, Frey or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That episode was like, what?
Yeah, that was a good, that was like season four, season three.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
And when the one king's son was torturing the one guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I couldn't take that either. It was brutal.
I don't know. It's just, but like that's something that I would watch HBO for. You know what I mean? Like, other than that, you know, the shows that I would watch on it, you know, I wouldn't have time to watch anything on that. So I would just, we would always like unsubscribe for that. And then when a new season came out, would, all right, now we'll get it back.
Well, now they're starting to stream a lot of new movies through HBO Max.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it, and then I dumped it.
Yeah.
Because I actually, if I'm to be honest, we were going to watch that Christmas West Wing special.
Uh-huh.
It was like about elections, and I was like, oh, my God, I love the West Wing. And we watched it, and it was like a little bit boring.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a play. So I canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Got rid of it.
Yeah, we, me and my girlfriend watched... Wonder Woman.
Is it good?
It's all right. Yeah. I like...
That's
I like,
what I heard.
Yeah. It's not... I don't know. It's funny because superhero movies are taken seriously now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, anytime it's a little campy, it's like, this is, you know, faithful to superhero movies, but not to, like, what the film is trying to talk about.
Well, I saw...
Because there is one scene where I'm just like, this looks like straight out of, like, 2002, like... fight scene, like it just does not look good.
It didn't look good.
No, it looked like they did a comparison where it's like I don't know if you ever seen Twilight. I haven't, but there's like a little clip of some dude running on a treadmill and they're pulling the treadmill through the woods and it looks really weird. I'll be running. That's how she runs.
Okay.
It's really weird. It's kind of awkward.
Three steps for every one kind of thing.
It's just like, yeah, it's they're like doing, I don't know, you can't see what I'm doing, but right. It's
faking odd.
Running, yeah, and then moving really fast.
I saw this special with James Cameron, you know, you're getting ready to do the new, what was the Blue People?
Avatar.
Avatar 2, yeah. The new Avatar movie.
That's still happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's been working on it forever. I mean, that's how this guy works, but it's going to be a very underwatery movie, like a lot of it takes place underwater, mm-hmm. a lot of underwater creatures, and he was kind of cracking on Aquaman.
Yeah.
Did you see Aquaman?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that I didn't see it. I saw a couple clips, you know, and it's almost like they're just in, you know, a regular studio and then mm-hmm. they act like they put water around them. So, you know, his whole idea is really capturing that life underwater in real, you know, a real version of it other than, you know, this kind of made up.
Well, those movies, you know.
Because I heard Aquaman was good.
I heard that too. I liked it, but. It's not for everybody.
Right.
And but those kind of movies are always, like, impressive because, you know, it's only the sci-fi, like Star Wars and, you know, Star Trek, those kind of weird movies where you – those are the movies that progress movie studios because they make, you know, special effects.
Right.
You know, and like
– like LucasArts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they didn't have, you know, those kind of CG that we do now. They made that. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, everyone loves the Marvel movies. That's – IBM, that's the people that made Star Wars. You know what I mean? Those are they had to create those technologies and then they sell it to other studios. And now we have those. That's like an industry standard.
Well, the guy, who's the guy that plays Iron Man?
Robert Downey.
Robert Downey Jr. was on Howard Stern and Howard Stern's like, how come you haven't won an Emmy? I mean, how come you haven't won like a big film award? And he's like, you know, I think it's still considered, you know, a superhero movie.
Yeah.
It's like, but the acting, the CGI, the production of those movies, it's so huge. I mean, I don't know why they're not... I'm sure they win Academy Awards or whatever it is through the special effects, but best actor?
It's funny because it's like it's almost like a soap opera where like... Because I remember, especially when Endgame came out, like the last Avengers movie, you know, I had never been in a theater where everybody's like standing and clapping and cheering and yelling and stuff. Like right. it wasn't a movie. It was like a social event.
Right.
You know what I mean? It felt like, you know, especially when like something big happened and everybody who's like invested is like screaming and stuff. Like that's kind of why you go for that. Right. You know what I mean?
I think didn't Black Panther actually win some awards?
Yeah.
So that kind of goes against what I just said, but. Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess to your point is that maybe they're just not, they don't get the respect, but they're amazing movies.
Yeah, no, they don't, I feel like they don't get a lot of respect from other filmmakers, quote unquote.
Right.
Like, you know, there's a lot of famous directors and stuff who's kind of called them not film, not cinema. They're just kind of
right
movies.
Right.
And to some extent I get that because, you know, the difference between, I think, film and, like, those kind of movies is, like, those films usually have, like, a theme in everything.
Yeah.
You know, the camera work, the actors, the style is all leaning towards that, whereas these movies are kind of, like, about the characters and right. about, like, the connection that we have to them.
Yeah.
So I get that and stuff, and I feel like that. But, like, Black Panther is one where it's, like, it's, you know, that not only did it win a lot of awards, but it's, like, really faithful. Like, they have in DC, they have in the African Art Museum, all of the like props and stuff were modeled and replicas of actual like African antiques.
Okay.
And they have them, and they have like, you know, back when the movie came out, I don't know if they still have it there, but they would have it in the entranceway.
Okay.
They'd have a bunch of the stuff, and then they'd have the scene from the movie.
Right.
And you can see, and it's like it's perfect, like 1-to-1.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's a, I mean.
It's funny because, like, that's something that's so real and yeah. so interesting. And it's like, that's not taken as seriously as, like, you know, other films.
Yeah. Well, that's an amazing, visually amazing movie to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's something, you know, and it's funny because all of those movies kind of, they have, like, some connection to, you know, like a real world or, you know, it's always kind of based.
And like, they're all kind of connected to each other.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. See, I'm not a big. I mean, I'm like
they got more. You know, they got less subtle about it.
I'll go to a movie, like you know, let's go to a movie, and then mm-hmm. you know, I remember. I think it was the X-Men movie. Maybe it was the last one. Not the final one. The one before where everyone turned, like half of them turned to dust.
Oh, Last Stand, I think.
Yeah,
yeah. But the original, like before they rebooted it.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, you know, they're talking to, like, Black Panther, and they're in that movie, and all these other Ant-Man, and, you know, they're all kind of...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're just kind of crossing each other's path.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Weird.
It's weird, and I get it, you know, because this is the problem that I kind of had with them. It's like, you know, you can't watch Endgame or you can't watch Infinity War unless you've seen 20 movies.
Right.
Or, you know, or at least the big ones, you know what I mean? And it's like, other films don't require that.
Because you don't understand what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, trilogies are different because, you know, that's a, you know, when you set up a trilogy, that's, you know, in the first film that everything's not going to be completed.
Right.
And then you get to the third and then it's supposed to, you know, finish everything. But those kind of movies that require you to watch more films as they go on to understand what's going on is just like, it's not for everybody.
That was kind of the cool thing about The Mandalorian is that it, yeah, I mean, you could kind of watch an like, this is what my son does. He's a big Mandalorian fan. He's like, can we watch a Mandalorian? I'm like, sure. So, and he's with me every other week, so he'd be here. We'd watch it. Then he'd go to his mom's and watch the next one, and I wouldn't watch it. And then he'd come back, and he goes, all right, let's watch a Mandalorian. I'm like, I didn't watch the other one. He goes, oh, don't worry about that one, Daddy. Just go to the next one. Yeah. So I'm like every other Mandalorian I'm seeing. And but I'm still enjoying it. You know, I could have, you know, it doesn't, I'm not so tied to the past episode that I'm completely lost in the current one. And it was a good show.
Yeah.
And everybody loves Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
But what do they call him?
His real name?
Yeah.
It's like Grogu. Yeah,
is that Grogu?
Yeah, it's still Baby Yoda.
I thought it was the young one or...
The child.
The child.
Yeah, that's what all like the promotional stuff has for it and everything. Yeah.
Did you see... just changed topics here. Did you see all of the Bernie Sanders memes?
With him in like his gloves sitting in the chair.
His mittens.
Yeah.
Dude, I was freaking dying. I don't really get caught up in that stuff, but.
People find the stupidest thing important events, and they're like, that's funny.
Well, I think we're all struggling.
Yeah.
And I think it was just funny.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen anything quite that funny, and they just didn't stop. And the funniest one was Sharon Stone. You know who that is? Sharon Stone?
Yeah.
She was in a movie. I forget what it was called, but at some point she's sitting there, and she kind of recrosses her legs, mm-hmm. and you can see up her skirt. And it was like this, back in the day, it was like, oh, my God. You know, you could see Sharon Stone. I don't think she was wearing, you know, any underwear. So it was a big deal when I was a kid. You know, we're all watching the Sharon Stone movie. Well, someone posted this picture of Sharon Stone, you know, recrossing her legs, but Bernie Sanders was up in her dress. I was like, Bernie.
Yeah, it's bad. You know, it's funny, but it's like, oh, my God, guys, this is what we're doing.
Well,
like,
someone just posted a picture of Bernie Sanders, but it's actually him sitting there, but he's holding a Bernie Sanders mask. And yeah. It's Trump. Well, I feel like we all got to lighten up. I mean, we're so, like, everybody is just has been, like, ready to fight.
Yeah.
It's battle.
No, yeah, exactly.
And we got to loosen up.
And it's like, or we could not, you know, it's like, I don't understand why that's always the option. It's like, oh, if you don't agree with this, we got to fight. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
Why can't we just?
Well, I do think we should bring back, like, the one slap rule or something, you know.
One slap?
Just one slap.
One slap.
I disagree, sir.
I disagree. Okay.
Or, you know, with the slap you with a mitten.
Yeah. One of Bernie Sanders' mittens.
Yeah, get slapped by Bernie Sanders' mittens. Well, I think everybody just will say what they want, and they think that nobody can do anything to them.
Yeah.
Can't touch me.
Yeah.
Can't touch this.
Well, that's the problem, I feel, though, is that, like, you know, when you take that mentality, and it's like, okay, well, if I'm the person you're disagreeing with, then what you're saying is you don't want to hear my opinion at all.
Right.
It doesn't matter at all. And it's like, okay, well, then why are we having a discussion?
Right.
It's like, what? It's like going to a, you know, it's like, hey, do you want to talk about this? And then me not having any, already in my mind, knowing that I'm not going to change my opinion at all.
Right.
It's like, then why talk? Why are you here?
I think as we get older, I know as I've gotten older, it's about surrendering that stance. Mm-hmm. You know, like, fine. You know, I can remember being, you know, 22 or 23 and mm-hmm. you know, screw that guy. I want nothing to do with that guy. Maybe I didn't like what he said. Maybe it wasn't agreeing with what I thought or mm-hmm. whatever it was. But at 23, it was easy for me to go, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to talk to that guy again.
Yeah.
But at 52, I'm like, wow, what a waste of an opportunity to have a great conversation mm-hmm. or a great friendship. You know, I have to try to figure out what my issue is. And then I have to surrender it and just say, listen, I'd rather keep those. Obviously, we can't talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't want to eliminate this person from being a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's like, I think that's what people have a really hard time doing right now is just like separating.
Yeah.
And, you know, partly because, you know, issues now are getting more and more like on how you view other people and how you view life. And now it's like to the point where it's like, well, if you view this that way, then I can't be around you. I can't associate with you.
Right.
And it's like, well, okay, well,
And I kind of did that a little bit. There are some people on Facebook that were very supportive of that showdown on up in D.C. a couple Wednesdays ago. I don't know, whoever you support. I couldn't support that. And honestly, if someone was supporting that on Facebook, I unfriended them.
Yeah. No, well, and those are that's different. You know what I mean? Because it's like,
it's creating it's flipping my apple cart on Facebook. It's making my one little thing that I look at an uneasy place.
Yeah.
And I just rather take the people out
mm-hmm.
and keep it simple.
But like instead of doing you did that instead of going on and like talking to every single one and starting shit. You know what I mean? Like you can't sometimes, you know, it's good to, you know, try to talk with them and reason with people, but then there are other times where it's like, you know, just remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah. What's your favorite band?
My favorite band?
Yeah.
That's a hard question. I don't know.
You don't have a wrong answer.
It's not a band. I mean, I have a favorite artist.
Okay. Artist.
Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean.
Definitely Frank Ocean.
Can you play some?
Sure.
Here, there's the phone. Here's the wire.
Okay.
Frank Ocean. So could this possibly be I think you're going to hang out with us on Thursday, so you can bring it. But I want to hear it. What's the genre?
You've never heard Frank Ocean?
I think I have.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a Frank Ocean back in the 80s, though.
That's what I...
Maybe it was Billy Ocean.
When I first heard the name Frank Ocean, I was like, that sounds like a really old singer.
That sounds like something from the 80s. No.
Where is Spotify? Oh, it's right there.
My kid, David, it's interesting to watch. When I was your age, I was definitely into a band. Mm-hmm. Certain bands, you know, where now... You know, there's such a variety of music that you can listen to. I mean, my son's big into The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Do you like The Weeknd?
I like The Weeknd. I won't listen to every album and stuff, but I'll listen to a couple songs and stuff like that.
I'm not a big fan of The Weeknd.
I got to get on the Wi-Fi. It's not letting me on.
Oh, here, you want to use this phone?
Sure.
Here's another phone
Why
for you.
Why does this not own it?
Here's another phone. Here, I'll put the Spotify.
There you go. Play us out.
Yeah, play us out.
Okay.
I thought it'd be fun to just get you on, have a little chat, introduce you.
Good way to start the morning.
Yeah. The Rehoboth Social is, always one small business helping another. Your business is helping me.
I thought that I was dreaming.
Okay.
You said you love me. Start of nothing.
This is from his like newer.
Might have to steal this for the new music podcast.
Yeah, this is definitely some of the stuff that I would put on, kind of that I'll bring.
All right. Turn it up a little bit. Cody, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
You're a great guy.
You too, man.
Amazing young guy. Future.
Future.
I think that's what your nickname's now. The future. Have a great day, brother.
Yeah, you too, man.
Have a great day, everybody. Peace.